Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fit your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seats slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating a pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchange. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance will put Mr. Marcus to shame. You can get me smart off your brains, off the charts and insane. No strings attached, you could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed, handcuffed to the bedpost.
Well, damn. Hello, and welcome to Chocolate City Radio. Damn, I ended that promo song early as hell. Basically, what happened is, yes, I am still having technical difficulties with my laptop. I mailed it out to HP today. Going to call the motherfuckers tomorrow and see how long is it going to take and how they going to compensate me with being out without my computer for a fucking week. I ain't really feeling it, so I have an Android, and I can't really work my my fucking switchboard as far as my music and stuff goes because I can't get the little thing to slide down. So I'm kind of upset about that. Like, what the hell am I supposed to do here? You know, really. Tonight is going to be a good show. We have Mike Blessed in the building. Princess Nay is in the building, and she'll be here soon. So we are chilling, riding the chocolate way. Tonight's topic is going to be, should you fuck on the first night? You know, some people feel like they want to wait. Why they want to wait, I don't know. I just feel like if you're going to do it, then do it. So then that way you'll know if you're going to be wasting your time or not. That's just my thoughts, but you know, who am I aside from a sex talk show host with, like, the illest sex talk show ever? So, I mean, I don't know. So, damn, I cannot get this little motherfucker to slide down for shit. The hell kind of shit is this? No, I don't want to upload a damn song. Now, this is some old fucking bullshit right here. Damn, come on, what the hell? Look, don't try to use the Evo to handle your damn business because this shit is just not working for me. I don't know why it's not working. I'm, like, trying to get my music to play. I don't even know if I can see in the damn chat room. I'm just all fucked up in the game right now, and I'm, like, really upset about this. But anyway, should you fuck on the first night? That is a good question. Me personally, what would be my answer to that? Hell yeah, I'm not about to wait on your ass for a few weeks or whatever and then sit there and be like, okay, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to do that. Like, I can't do that. I want to know what the dick is going to be like. So then that way I won't be sitting there wasting my time because then I'm going to be upset. Like, you know, what the fuck? Here I am waiting on you, and then some shit happened, and your dick ain't good. Then we're going to have a serious-ass problem. So I am an advocate on, yes, you should fuck the first night. It's just no getting away, no getting around it. Yes, fuck on the first night. See what's up. Have a good time. And then take it from there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's just me. I mean, I could be wrong, I could be right. It's all up to the person I feel, you know what I'm saying, to be like, do you want to fuck the first night? Do you want to wait? if you want to waste your time, this is like a person that waits till they get married to fuck. And on your wedding night, you realize this motherfucker can't please you unless both of y'all virgins and y'all know what the fuck y'all doing. But me, a seasoned bitch, seasoned hoe, whatever you want to call me, experienced lady, whatever, I'm not waiting. I want to try some shit, see what it's like and whatnot, and then take it from there to see if it's good. And if it's not good, then we're really going to have some damn issues. So with that being said and everything, now I can't even see my fucking, I can't even see the damn music. I swear I am shooting on bad. I am really shooting bad here. This is not good. Oh boy, I'm upset. Because I cannot see a motherfucking thing. Like, what the fuck? Like, are you
serious?
What's
wrong with you?
I can't see my damn switchboard.
Oh, well,
I can see
the switchboard.
I can't see no fucking music. And then when I could see the music, I couldn't get into it.
Well, I can see it all, Chocolate Mommy. And we have callers on the line. We have an 850-525 caller on the line and an 863-801 caller on the line.
Okay, now, that I can't see nothing. I am blind. I am, let me refresh.
I know, right? I know.
But, yeah, getting back to what I said, like, I was saying motherfuckers should not wait to the end of the, to fuck. Like, check your shit out now. Like, don't wait. Go ahead, test run it. Or whatever, there's nothing worse than waiting and you're in a committed relationship, you fuck a dude or you fuck a bitch and they can't fuck. You're not satisfied. Then you gotta go fuck somebody else. That's an automatic annulment and everything. You know what? That 850 number, that should look kind of familiar to me. Hold on. Let me check my records. In the meanwhile, play my song.
What song would that be, ma'am?
My last. I'm going to kick it off like that. Then I'm going to check out this caller.
Hold on. I forgot who that's by. Oh, never mind. Found it.
Got it. Got it.
Hands up in the air. I just want the baddest bitch in the world right here on my lap. And I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma hit this ass up like it's my last. I swear I'ma do it like I never had it at all.
Put you on. See, you look like Beyonce, so do it like Beyonce. Do it like Beyonce and put it on. Strong, grind hard, but got a lot to show for it. Yeah. Always had drive like I had to show for it. My team's so true, we should get a camera crew. What? Follow us around and make the show for it.
I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma dress up like it's my last. Swear I'ma do it like I never had.
She rockin' Shine John. Man, I just ended up on everybody's guest list. I'm just doing better than what everyone
for the west side, west side. Let me see them
hands up in the air.
Yeah. And two times if you love good music.
Hands up in the air. Yeah.
And three times for the baddest chick in the world who got a
hands up in the air.
Yeah.
Now I'ma hit the strength of my last.
Ballin' on a budget. Me and my people do it big out in public. Cause if you don't do it big, bitch, you ain't doing nothing.
I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma hit this ass up like it's my last. I swear I'ma do it like I never had it at
joints. Like, oh, I work too hard to be balling on a budget. You know what I'm saying? I work too hard to be fucking on a budget myself. What you say about that, Princess Nay?
Yeah, well, you know, I like that song because I don't believe in balling on the budget. If you got to ball on a budget, then you're not balling. I mean, that's just the realness of the whole situation. So balling and budget just don't go together.
You know, on that note, do me a favor. Bring in the 850 number for me.
Okay, let's see if they had hung up. Oh, they're back. Hold on. 850-525 is on the air. Oh, we got a whole lot of people in the clear right now.
Oh, yes. Hello, Mr. Bless. How are you doing today?
Shock, Mommy. What's good, baby? What's good with you?
I forgot I'm boycotting Mike Bless. I don't go with him. If I would have known it was him, I wouldn't have brought him on. No.
Damn. You don't do me like that.
You can't boycott my brother. No. Like, everybody, you know what, Mike? I feel so bad because you told me last week not to be down. And I still don't have my fucking computer, so I couldn't go hard in the promo for you being on the show like I wanted to. Somebody ran it for me today, right? But then they was like, shit, bitch, you killing Retweetia. Like, yo, like, ooh. I know you've been seeing it because I've been seeing it. I'm like, damn. Like, wow. Made you some ring calls. Those shits is doing good. You stay in the top five.
Amen. Nah.
Yeah,
hey, first of all, before we start, I want to say this is Mike Bless, Slip and Slide Records, newest official artist, Dulcie and T's official managed artist. You know, I have to thank Chuck and Bobby for real, man, like on some personal shit. Like, I really, you know, a lot of people say they're going to do this, they're going to do that, but I really, really want to thank you, you know, like sincerely for really going in and that song was really leaked. I didn't really, the label, they haven't really put it out yet. But just it was exclusive. But just you alone pushing that record like that, you know, that we're going to hear later on, it's called Slow. You know, ringtones, there's a lot of people with that ringtone now. And it's like you said, it's standing in the top five of Retweetia. So that's a blessing. But I want to tell you thank you, baby. I appreciate that.
You know, if I was to sit there and tell you, I think I started like, it'd be 2 weeks. Like, you have over 6,000 listens on each song, Gone and Slow.
Wow.
And I can't even give you the count on the downloads because I can't see. And I'm just like, wow. And people are, like, leaving comments. People are, like, they want to hop on the remix for Slow. And I'm, like, I don't even know what the fuck y'all sound like. I can't be like, yo. really? Like, you know, I mean, I know that if they pay or whatever, but then still, sometimes, like, when you're an artist and somebody wants to hop on a song with you and they have a budget and they want to pay, like, what happens when they shit is ass? Like, their music is just fucked up. Like, how do you play that off? Like, do you, like, just give them their money back and be like, nah, bruh, nah, sis, like, I spoke with the label and we're not going to put the remix out like that. Like, how do you get around working with motherfuckers that music, it suck?
I mean, me and my management, I sat down with Troy and Q, and we basically decided, we saw a lot of artists that made that mistake before, just, you know what I'm saying, trying to chase that dollar, you know what I'm saying? So before we started making that move, we had to make sure we were straight, you know what I'm saying? So that way we don't make desperate moves. So we good to the point we don't have to make desperate moves, and what that means is a lot of times these artists, they go in these markets and just take whatever money they can. But, shit, if it ain't quality, you know what I'm saying, we ain't really all about quantity. We about quality. If it ain't right, you know, like you say, then, you know, they we're giving their money back.
Okay. I feel you on that because I'm like, whoa. I be hearing people, and they're like, I'm about to be on the song with such and such. And I'm like, did they hear you? The fuck? Hell no. The fuck out of here. Like, wow. And I don't know. Oh, I'm telling you, your drop is good. Your drop is good. When you hear this fucking Roger Chocolate Wave mixtape, you are going to be in stitches. Because the music is good, but the fucking prank calls and the fucking drops that people are doing and the shit that they come out their mouth about me is fucking hilarious.
Wow. What are we going to do, a prank call? I want to do a prank call with somebody.
Oh, shit. Princess Nay?
Did you hear him?
He wants to do a, like, do you want to be, like, you want to prank call a female?
I want to be, it don't matter. Female, dude, it don't matter. I'll figure out something once they pick the phone up. I'll figure out something to say.
Uh-huh. Nay, do you have any females you would like to prank?
Man, I don't fool with tricks, so of course not.
Hold on. Let me,
While we're doing that, do you want to bring some of the other callers on the line? Because it may be some of his fans that want to converse with him.
Well, before we do that,
Before we do that, I need somebody to cheer up a little bit. I don't like all that attitude. I want to come up top and wrestle somebody.
Well, come on up here. I'm so not scared of you. Bring it, bro.
No, you got to say Cletus. You got to say, bring it, Cletus.
Bring
so
it, Cletus. Exactly. Do what
it's
you do. Come on.
Mike Bless Day.
You may run over, but you're going to limp back. Booyah.
Well, you see Chris Brown. You see how Chris Brown hopped in that girl and became famous. I'm ready to do the same thing, damn it.
Well, come on with it, Cletus. Come on.
Oh, gosh. You out of here,
she got a ball player out the deal, so I don't mind. Worse than me.
Oh, gosh. While y'all are battling, can we go ahead and play Dope Boy, please? Like, because I play this song, I'm going to have to, yes, please, because I want to really know if Briscoe is playing tuition and card notes, because I got some shit for his ass to pay for. Oh, God. Thank you,
you ready?
Yep.
YMCMB. Po' boy.
Every time I touch down,
the dope boy is cold.
Yeah. I usually break her up a little bit. Jordan loves that lifestyle.
Blazing down.
She love a nigga that be hustling.
Dope boy make them crazy.
My
dope boy make them crazy.
Briscoe.
Dope boy make them crazy.
Session, so I really don't know what be going on, And I'm like, I can't wait to have my first session with people in there recording and making good music and everything like that, because I know that shit is going to be off the chain and it's going to be, like, kind of crazy. Because I be hearing people talking about, oh, yeah, we was in the studio, we was smoking, we was drinking, this bitch was sucking my dick. Do shit like that really happen?
Yeah, shit like that happens.
You've gotten your dick sucked during a session before?
No comment, but you know what? When I used to live in DC and I had my own studio in DC, and my studio was like in my room. So the girl I was dating at the time, she came over whatever, and it was an interesting session. Yeah, I'll leave it at that. But the studio is just, it's all about vibe. You know what I'm saying? Everything with the studio is just all vibe. And, you know, with everything that happened in the room with me and her, I put it on the music right then and there in front of her. You know, it's just, you know, you smoking, you drinking, you get, you know, if you want to make a song about getting your dick sucked, what better way than to do it?
Wow. So speaking of dick sucking, I'm a connoisseur of sucking dicks. Is it mandatory that a chick swallow? Like, do you like for her to waste your nut, or do you like for her to just take it all the way down?
I mean, I think it's healthy. It's good, but if not, it's good for the skin. You know what I'm saying? It all depends on the taste buds of the individual, which she on.
Now, see, those medical officials should have never came out with that fucking report talking about sperm is healthy. Because they think when women swallow, especially when they're pregnant, it helps the baby. I don't know how or why.
It gets a baby good hair. Like that Jerry curl.
It's protein, and it makes your hair shiny.
Yeah, don't you want your baby to have
like
the Indian hair?
Also, what y'all trying to say is all these little nappy head motherfucking kids running around Miami, they mama didn't swallow.
That's
exactly
right. That's it.
If you got nappy hair, it's your mama's fault.
You know what? I swear, if my mama had a phone in her room, I would call her and be like, Mom, my hair look coarse, so why the fuck you know what? Why you ain't swallow daddy's nut instead of having all them damn condoms in the fucking drawer and I'm blowing them up like balloons? You deprived me. And you fucking deprived me. When I go see her tomorrow, I'm going to tell her about herself. Like, Mom, Mike Black told me the reason why I got nappy hair is because your ass didn't swallow daddy's nut. He said that goes against the law.
Don't tell Mama Mike Bliss said it, though. Let her
I'm going to tell Mama Mike Bliss said it. But you know what? I'll say this. All my children have pretty hair, super pretty, shiny, glossy hair.
So you saying you and Lil' Kim competing for pints?
I'm just saying that my babies have pretty hair. That's it. I have pretty hair, too.
Wow.
So you came from a generation to generation of swallowers.
Don't use that word. Don't use that word. Let's say texturizers. She come from a family of texturizers. Everybody texturizing that family. And ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nothing at all. The natural texturizers, baby. It's better than the juices and berries from the African jungle.
You know what? I'm going to ask Mike about the topic for the night, because he seems like we would be on the same page. Mike, do you feel that people, when they go out on a date for the first time, do you feel like they should fuck the first night?
Definitely.
If they want to.
Thank you.
I'm gonna say this. Okay, it all depends on the comfort zone. You know, so you can't fuck everybody on the first date. You just can't do it. But
you can get head from everybody on the first date. You may not be able to get it, but you can get it.
Damn. I mean, hey, I ain't no wrong. I can't disagree with that. But what I'm saying is, you gotta make it's about the vibe. It's all about the vibe. You know what I'm saying? If the vibe is right, if the woman's in that comfort zone, she feel like, okay, you know, women's intuition is everything. You know what I'm saying? So y'all know off top if y'all gonna fuck the nigga anyway. So I feel like you might as well on the first date, because it's like, what if you vibe with this nigga, y'all chilling, you try to play this little role, I don't do that, oh my God, no. And then you fuck around, you really start liking him, and he pull that little Peter out in your ass, or he a little 2 minute, you know what I'm saying, he a 2 minute joke. Then you stuck.
Mm-hmm. I'm putting that nigga on blast,
you gotta hurt
every dude that I belong to on Facebook.
No, but you might have a stalker. You might have a stalker. Now, you done gave a pussy to this nigga. You can't get a pussy to everybody. Some niggas is crazy when they get it. So now you gave the pussy the little dick 2 minute joke, and you want to break it off, but his feelings evolved now. So now the nigga stop it. You feel what I'm saying? I just say get it out of the way. I think it's because, I mean, that's just me.
Oh, I agree. Me personally, I'm gonna fuck you the first night, because I would hate to date you for a week, 2 weeks or a few months, and then we fuck, and then your dick is whack. Because then
exactly,
you're really going to have to pay for it. Because I'm going to sue you. I'm going to take you to court. I'm going to find some kind of way to sue you for giving me some raggedy dick. And plus, I have a talk show. I'm going to talk about you. I'm going to tweet
course
about it.
And
I'm going to take a picture. And I'm going to put a video up. So some kind of way, you ain't going to get no more pussy no time soon, because I'm going to let females know how whack your shit is.
You know, after this guy named Travis that called into the show, and we still talking about him, and that was like 4, 5, 6, 7 months ago, talking about he got bad dick, so he gave 2 hours a good head. Nigga, please. He couldn't even get a cosign.
Oh, yeah, and he ate a female for 2 hours, and he said she squirted in her mouth and it tasted like piss. Like, how do you know what piss tastes like? He didn't answer that question. And why would you eat a woman's pussy for 2 hours?
He don't even come on Twitter anymore. This dude named Travis, he won't even call the show anymore. I guess we hurt his feelings. I said he looked like a burnt black Pillsbury doughboy.
Damn.
With a little dick. He got hit by a car.
And hold
on,
he said he got hit by a car, and when he got hit by a car, his dick grew. I said his dick didn't grow. His belly just got smaller, so he could finally see it.
Yes, he lost weight, and he was, you know, people misconstrue if you're a big man and you lose weight, your dick really don't get bigger, but in some cases it do. Because I forgot, for every amount of pounds that you lose, you gain an inch. That's for real heavy set people. So, you know, it's possible that he may have lost 100 pounds and he may have gained an inch and a half. Because he showed me his dick before, and it was really nothing to write home about. It was fat, because he was fat, but it didn't have any length to it. Like, that's like me and the studio guy when I go to his studio, and he gets excited, and he might pull out his dick and hard, it's about 4 inches. And I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Sad.
Like, what are you going to do with that? Oh, you go masturbate. Okay, we're going to let you have that, because anything else is unacceptable. It's unacceptable. Men are comfortable doing things like that. Me personally, for everybody that's listening, this is not slated at my guest, because I do not fuck my guests. But if you're listening, when I come to the Miami area, I'm looking for someone to be tall like Mike Bless, and I want y'all to be like his last name, Bless. I need you to have a big dick. I need you to fuck me for about an hour and a half for that first nut. Then, after that first nut, then I want to suck you till you go limp, or like Pretty Ricky said, till you go fast asleep. Then I want to wake up and fuck again. So basically, I want to spend one whole day fucking. So Miami is supposed to have that dope dick. So if you're a Floridian in the Dade County area, when I come down there, I need you to be waiting for me, so I can fuck the hell out of you. Because I'm not getting fucked right up in North Carolina. So I need some dick that when you're fucking me, after you fuck me and you wear my ass out, I'm going to roll over and pick up the phone call Princess Nay and just like, girl, I had some good dick finally. Now,
and she ain't
called
me and told me that in like never ever. So, she been getting some bad dick. I'm telling you. I send her shouts out. I'd be like, girl, it is good.
Now, hold on,
that
one's for you, Chuck.
Yeah, that just does not happen. I mean, maybe men are intimidated by me because, you know, my head game is a felony. My back shots are lethal. And I'm just the total package. You know what I mean? I swallow. My tongue is wicked. I don't discriminate on any body part. I mean, I'm just nasty.
Damn.
Would that intimidate a guy like...
Do you think
your brother could handle me?
If he's... You said what now?
Do you think your brother could handle me?
I'm divorcing Mike. I was trying to handle him. You know, I wanted to give him some on the first night, but he just didn't want to play right, so I'm done with him.
You know what, Nay? No, you don't want to give Mike none on the first night. Mike is like one of those... It's like... crossing the line could fuck up a beautiful friendship. So you
care.
We fuck it. No, you gotta figure out how to do it. You gotta fuck the homeboys so the homeboys can brag about how good the pussy is. Then the main boy be like, damn, the pussy that good? What? Shit, maybe I need to try. So you gotta be trying. See, that's how females think. We be like, okay, you know what? I'm going to fuck the homeboy, right? And the homeboy's going to go back and tell him how good the pussy was because I'm going to put it on his ass. Betty Jack, why don't you call your friend up now. Call your homeboys up now. Put them on speaker, and I want them to hear us. For real?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I want you to do. Come lay in the middle of the bed, and then you get on the bed head. Then you touch the ass with the tongue, then he gonna make this noise. Then they gonna be like, yo, what was that? What happened? What happened? Why you sound like that? Man,
I have done that before.
And that shit make you have the best nut, because then the homeboys gonna be looking at you like, yo, this bitch is straight up freak. Man, no wonder my dude in the house like that. What?
I made him call his mama.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, my.
So that's what women, women do that. Yeah, I'm going to fuck the homeboy so that he can tell them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't trying to go to the homeboy. I was trying to go to you, but you just don't want to act right, Mike. You just can't. You need a dose of get right because your ass just can't get right for nothing.
See, it's the thing.
Uh-uh.
Like she said, I don't want to. You can't mess with a friendship. You know what I'm saying?
I never professed to be your friend.
Damn.
Let me clarify that. I'm the friend.
Oh, wow.
I don't have friends. I have affiliates and associates.
Wow.
I'm sick.
Peppy.
Hey, you crazy,
oh,
man.
Wow. On that note, I guess... now would be the appropriate time to throw people under the bus. Who am I going to throw under the bus this time? I think I would throw Papa Duck under the bus.
Let's
that's
do
the
it.
Boy, right, Mike?
We're going to throw my nigga under the bus.
Let's do it.
Don't throw my dog under the bus.
We had that Negro speaking in tongues and calling out and crying for his mama. Yes.
Yeah, because, you know.
Now he tried to act all hard, but when he get on the phone, he talking about, baby, come on now, please.
Oh, yeah, he was talking shit, and he was calling me out, and people calling me on the phone because they was like, yo, you know Papa Duck on Ustream calling you out?
What?
For real? He even shout you out on Twitter. What? Okay. I call him up while he on live on Ustream. What's up? Hey, baby. You calling me out? Nah. See, I was talking about somebody else.
There
I turned Papa Duck show into the Chuck Mommy show because he was like, man, her head, this, that, and the third. And I'll even do you one better. He's supposed to come on the show next Tuesday, but I don't know if he's coming because he came on the show with Mr. Magic because he called in to see how the show was. And he let motherfuckers talk him into some shit. So, I forgot what he said, but then I had to bring down the explanation of when you know you got good pussy. You know you got good pussy when you drive 5 hours to fuck a nigga in the middle of the night. You fuck them, you get up the next morning, and you're getting ready to leave. Like, all right, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? And motherfucker
right.
rolls over and is like, baby, where you going? Don't leave.
Damn. So who
Oh, Papa Duck.
Wow.
And I told him this on the phone. He ain't say nothing else. I was like, don't let magic get you fucked up. Because magic don't know what I can do. You do. Yes.
Wow.
I had him speaking Creole tongue.
Oh, yeah, magic on the line, too?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
Magic couldn't handle it. He had the line say something was
he
wrong
with
his
tongue. He hung up.
Yeah.
Magic hung out and straight hung up. And then Mr. D.A. lame ass always setting somebody
yeah.
up, and then he always falls off because he know that his ass tapped out and couldn't hang in. So,
yeah.
All of them passed out. City Jay even came on the phone that show and was talking about
yeah.
what he could do and what
See,
he could do. And then he backed out. He reneged. He's like, nah, I better not do that. Chaka's like my home girl. I can't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I have the kind of pussy that make dudes think twice. Because, like, I'm the type of person, I like to jump out the gate on you with the head game. Because, like, that's why I say head is mandatory. Because if you know how to suck a dick properly, then you have all the control that you need to make the man do what you want to do in and out of the bedroom.
Exactly.
So,
if
you go ahead.
Flick that tongue at him and he knows what time it is.
You know what I'm saying? Hop out
my tongue is my favorite body part.
Get it slippery and wet. Slob on it. Pop that head. Go down. Don't do the gag reflex because that's not cute. We got to be sexy when we're sucking dick.
He said the what
oh,
face?
Shit. We don't do the gag face. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. I need some help. Do y'all? We got some calls on the line to bring us in the conversation. Cause I told
yeah.
my manager, I told them to call, but we need to bring them on. I need some
well,
help.
Okay.
Goddamn it.
What's your manager's area code?
One is 863, and the other one is 814.
Okay,
okay,
I have both of them. Hold on, I'll bring them on.
Bring them on in.
I'm glad you realize you need some help. That's good.
Yeah,
I need some
reinforcements.
Oh, Lord.
They're both live. 814 and 863, you both live on the air right now. Please help Mike Bliss so that he doesn't tap out and start crying.
Yes, welcome to the Chocolate Way, where we ride you to the end. Follow the leftovers.
And all streams are streams of pleasure.
Yeah. What's up, man? What it do? I'm going to introduce everybody to my management. This is my new management team and my big brothers, Q and Troy, to the event. That's the bosses of Ghost Entertainment. So y'all holler.
Wait a minute, Troy to the event. He's a DJ
yeah.
or he used to DJ, right?
Yeah, he was the president of Slip and Slide Records DJ.
Oh,
but now
my
he got
God.
The-
oh, Troy is super hot. Troy is hotter than Mike Bliss. So I don't need Mike Bliss because Troy is
oh,
better than you anyways.
This is a small world because somebody was trying to put me on to Troy. And, Mike, I'm so glad that it didn't click until now because TaylorMade, the one, like, I met TaylorMade after you came on the show the first time.
Radio.
From Connie Cash Radio. Oh my gosh. Talk about a small world. I hope y'all dick's not small like the world. Can I get a cosign?
Oh, we're not gonna let you deal with that, Q. Listen, Troy to the Vent is a good one. Like when it comes to all that stuff there, y'all gotta talk to GQ about that. You go on the line.
Okay, I'm Q. How are you
yeah.
doing today? Thank you for riding the Chocolate Wave, but you haven't officially rode it yet because I haven't straddled your ass and fucked you till I came. But we can get to that later because y'all are going to come on the show later on and tell everybody about your management company or whatever. So tell us about yourself, please. I'm very curious because Mike is like you're going to help him out.
Well,
from Queens, New York, South Jamaica.
He just tell me to listen.
Hey, so
you're from Jamaica?
From Miami. I'm from Jamaica, Queens.
Ooh. New York dick is like one of the, that's kind of like the best dick to have right now. As long as you're not from the Bronx, we're good.
I'm sticking with my black dick from now
Queens.
On. I'm
Harlem good. Queens. I'm from Harlem and Queens. I'll only do Bronx. That's dirty Bronx.
Oh, Harlem is whack too, but that's okay. I'll let you slide because you're
not nah, mine. Nah, I can't let you slide. I can't let you slide with that one. See, you talk about the new Harlem. I'm from the old Harlem.
And where is Freaky Ziki from?
Freaky Ziki, you know, Freaky Ziki, he's a clown, so we can't really talk about that guy.
Freaky makes you want to stay with plastic dick forever.
No, I'll tell you the wrong. Like, Freaky, he's a good nigga, whatever, but you know, we get around the girls, you know, Harlem niggas, New York niggas, they only fly down to females like that, so Freaky, just, he looks wild with it.
Oh, yeah,
is this the toy
last
that
came out
from TJ's DJs, like, last year, your pull-up? The judge, the new artist showcase or whatever it was.
Yeah, Troy's doing a lot of good things, but we're going to get to Troy.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I said, didn't you come up to TJ's DJs, like, year before last to judge the new artist showcase?
Yeah, I did. I came up
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah, I met you.
You did?
That's what's up. I did.
Okay.
Is he cute?
Yes, he is cute. He gave me his phone number, but the number's not the same anymore.
Is he tall?
Yeah, he's taller than me. He's a nice...
Okay.
A nice hunk of white chocolate.
Oh, wow. Oh, you know what? White chocolate?
Hey, Q, I tell you ain't saying that, nah.
Who, me? You know, I'm chilling, man. You know me. I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling.
Q, I need you to do more than chill. How do you guys feel about fucking on the first night? Do y'all agree or disagree?
I agree.
Thank you.
I agree. You know, that's just me.
Okay, thank this you. Is Q or Troy?
Nah, I agree too.
Now we have three agreements. Now here's a good one for you. Do you guys agree that when a female rides your face, all holes are lickable?
No.
Damn.
No.
No. I'm gonna have to go on that one too.
Cause okay. that privilege don't happen to everybody.
Yeah.
Oh,
it can't be this.
Hold up. Oh, good answer. Nate, did you hear what they just said? They
said, what
they said that privilege is not for everyone. So we know that we have three ass eaters on the phone, but they don't eat everybody's ass. Now, before they say anything about
not eaters, lickers. Not eaters, not eaters, lickers.
Excuse me, ass lickers. Ass lickers.
Yeah,
hey.
Can you go ahead and play it really isn't. And as I said, you know, I can tell you this. I get pleasure from doing that, but it is something that is reserved not for everybody. But, hey, you know, Mr. Joy, he didn't get it. I'm just saying.
Troy, you heard it first on Chocolate City Radio. Princess Nay just told you she would lick your ass. You could get it. It don't get no better than that. Nay, play golf for me because I'm about to be gone on this. Oh, my God.
Hold on. Before y'all go to that, if that was to ever happen, me and him will not be brothers again. we don't do that over here.
Stop being a crybaby.
Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Bless, what's wrong with our bless?
Hey man.
Hey man, we good licking. We don't get licked.
Mike ain't saying nothing. He's pleading the fifth.
We're going to talk you down and just do him any kind of way that we want to so that he can say, oh, my gosh, it really does feel good, but I can't tell my boys that I did it, man.
Yeah.
I'm in Foot Lock. I'm getting some shoes. Hold on, I heard about some ass licking. What's going on with this ass licking?
Who's the
863
number?
They said what now?
Who was the 863 number? Because they just dropped off.
That's Q. That's Q.
No, that's Troy.
That's Troy.
Aww.
We lost Troy. Uh-oh, he backed out.
Bless. They were just talking about ass licking, right? But they wasn't talking about the Kevin Hart ass licking. They were talking about the back was Kevin Hart ass licking. I tell her, we don't believe in that shit.
Taboo.
Ain't too much.
You ain't got a lot, Craig. It's okay, Q, because this is what happens. When a dude is comfortable and the female is sucking his dick right and she goes down to the nuts, because everybody can't suck nuts right. You got to be real gentle and you got to caress them with your mouth. See, I'm
That's
a professional
true.
Dick sucker, so I know what I'm doing. From the tip of the head to the shaft of the dick to the balls, to the line up under the sack, to gently tapping the ass. So to
I
me,
like the way it
when
feels
you,
when you take the head and you touch the back of the tonsils with it, ooh, and then you just wrap your tongue around it as you have it touching your tonsils. Yeah.
Or when it's coming and the dick is just pulsating with each pump and the sperm is just coming out and you just let it slide down the back of your throat and you keep sucking him. And he started backing up, and you give him that backup head, and his toes get that permanent cramp in there, and he can't do nothing but just be like, no, stop, or he bite his fingers, or he go in the fetal position. Now, that's when you had your dick sucked good. That's when the professional has done it right.
Listen, bless. Did you just say bless? Only little boys do that, man. I ain't never been in a fetal position, my nigga. Only fetal position I've been is when I came out the womb, my nigga. I'd be damned if that, please.
Nay. He would be the first victim. Q, you know what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to give Mike a link for you to go to. And it's my blog. And I have a blog called Why I Love Sucking Dick, right? And on this blog, I have a 53-second head clip. So I need you to look at that, and I need you to understand that I'm not an average woman. I will fuck you up. So all these nevers that you've never had before, you've never came across chops. So being open-minded, I fuck up New York niggas. I like y'all because I like to break y'all down. So all I'm going to say to you on that is, listen to this song, Gone, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk some more, because when I meet your ass, I'm going to have you going off my head, but before I give you the head, I'm going to have you going off my talking skills, okay? So, I'm Nay. Go ahead and play Gone, so Q can go ahead and get into character.
Should be played at high volume.
My
She don't know me. She ain't gotta show that body. But baby, don't hurt nobody. Them hoes don't like her, cause she's a liar. Pay 'em no mind. I'm loving your body. Shorty, let's slide.
take it all home. Bring it all around. Take it all down tonight. I bet you like it when I do that. You know I love it when you throw that. Especially when you turn around. I be all talking all crazy. Listening to Kelly. Have on a baby. Have on a. I fuck you like I made it. She don't wanna leave it. I'm so glad you made it.
Of all kinds of things to do on my next video, and wow, I really appreciate you volunteering to be my next victim on film. This is going to go over great.
Yo.
Yes, it's going to be good. Mike, we're going to do your song justice.
Oh, what y'all going to do? Y'all going to do a little flip to the song?
Yes.
Why
that's
not?
What I'm talking about.
But
yes,
yeah,
we sure are. Yes, we are. Because it's about time for me to start filming. And I just got a feeling that he needs to come to the chocolate world.
You?
Mike, have you heard any of my Chocolate prank calls?
You said what?
No. I haven't heard.
Nay.
Make him say that.
No. I need you to play the Gucci one.
Hold up.
Oh, y'all prank call Gucci?
No. We prank call some dumb boy that thought he...
Yeah,
it's sad.
I was pretending to be Gucci's manager.
It's sad.
Let me hear.
It's coming.
Oh,
don't
shit.
Think I'm a bad person after this. Just
here
get ready
go.
To laugh.
Okay.
It took me 8 minutes.
Yo.
Until the
I'm about to head out, man. I'm about to go to work.
About, his name is
all right, bro.
He don't have to wait.
You have a good night, lady.
Let's go. Let's get him.
Hold on. Let me get that.
You the manager of Gucci Man. You the manager of Gucci Man.
You gotta say burr a couple of times too. I'm serious.
That right there, that's official. That's how he knows.
Okay,
Hello?
Can I speak to LB?
This me.
Hey, LB, how you doing? My name is Frances Smith, and I'm Gucci Mane's manager. Your friend submitted you in a contest to get a verse with Gucci, and you won.
Hey, wait, you who manager?
I'm Gucci's manager. Gucci Mane?
Oh, for real?
Yes, Burr. Yeah. And your friend submitted you. And, I mean, we picked your name, and you won.
Wait, what does this mean?
This means you get to be featured on the verse with him, and don't worry about the budget. It's not going to cost you anything like that. It's like a charity thing that Gucci is doing.
Oh, my God. So when I get to do this? Oh, my God.
Next weekend. I can't remember because I don't have everything in front of me. What city and state are you in?
Shreveport, Louisiana.
Okay, that's not too far. I mean, I'm not gonna ask you to drive. We would set up all the travel arrangements and everything like that. The only catch is Gucci is a very wild person, like not in a bad way or anything like that. He has lots of bitches that like to be up under him. So when you're doing this picture with Gucci, you're going to have a lot of pussy coming your way.
I'm going to have what?
You're going to have a lot of pussy coming your way. I'm just a very straight up and forward person. I don't cut any corners or anything like that. So do you have a problem fucking like two or three hoes?
No, I don't.
Bring a homeboy because, you know, it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. So, I mean, it's just like, you're going to go in the studio. Okay, you're going to go in the studio. Y'all going to lay down the track. And it's going to be a lot of females in there. You'll probably be getting your dick sucked and whatever it is that you want a female to do, she will be there to do that.
Oh, my God. And Goose is going to be sitting right there.
Yeah. Burr.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is there any way I can, like, talk to him?
You'll be able to talk to him next week. Cause he's about to, he's actually on the road doing the show with Frenchie.
Oh, mama! Damn,
Don't cry.
Please don't cry. Cry when you get your dick sucked and they swallow and you're in the studio making a hot ass trash. You can cry then for pleasure.
Is it gonna be some fine, like, big booty bitches?
Man, we got the baddest hoes on our team.
Oh.
Yes. You okay over there? You okay?
Yes. I'm just so happy.
Is this nigga crying?
Oh my, don't call. What I'm gonna do is, if you can give me your email address, I'll send you the information over.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Hello.
Skateboard3000@yahoo.com.
Okay, skateboard3000@yahoo.com. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and get off the line, and I'm going to send you a confirmation email with all the information in there, and then you can respond back to me, okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I remember. Burr!
Y'all crazy. Can I get two sauces?
That was so far.
I can't even laugh at
I need a copy of that, man. I need a copy of that. This stuff right here?
Oh, my God. Nate, that shit is just, man, I got tears in my eyes. That shit just gets funnier and funnier.
Every time I hear you say, bubble.
Yeah. I need a copy of that shit.
Oh, okay. Okay, now, Mike, what you don't know is a week later, I pre-called somebody else, right? This motherfucker was so thirsty. He was at the movies when I called him. He was at the drive-in. So I was like, I'm going to call you back at 11 o'clock that night. But my show ended at 10 o'clock. Yeah, this was on Friday. So I do my show Saturday. This motherfucker must have been calling and calling and calling until he got somebody to pick up. Because, you know, on Blog Talk, it'll tell you the next show isn't scheduled for 12 hours, 3 days, or whatever, right? So
right.
You call in, it tells you it's Blog Talk Radio.
Right.
But he didn't care. He was like, what happened? You didn't call me back. I was like,
wow.
You know, I gave him some bullshit, and I was like, you know, I got my number forwarded to my job number. To make a long story short, this motherfucker calls into the show, and I get him again. But this time, he's like he's never had phone sex. I make him take his pants off and his underwear off. He's stroking his dick, and while he's stroking his dick, I have him saying, "Burr."
Wow.
And it's all recorded.
Yo.
Yeah.
You ready?
Oh, God.
Yeah, y'all got to give me a copy of that shit.
Oh, my Lord. Let's see who this is. Oh, my goodness.
So that's all I'm on the
Hello?
Tape.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I talked to you last night. You said you were going to call me back at 11, but you didn't never call back. You must have been busy.
Oh, yeah. I sure was. I'm so sorry. You know, I've been under the weather, so, you know, I laid down, and my girlfriend held me last night, and we just, you know, we rocked it out, and we went to sleep. So how you doing today? I must have really been on your mind for you to call me back.
Yeah, it's good on my mind. I say, dang.
Oh, why am I on your mind, Daddy?
Yeah, I mean, you asked me, you said, you in Atlanta now. I'm like, huh? You know all that. Yeah, you just told me you just left Atlanta the other day. So I'm like, well, I wish I could have seen you. So when are you coming back this way?
You know what? I might be back like in a week or two. I'm not sure. It depends, you know. I'm very popular, so, you know, a lot of people book me, and then, you know, I go where the money goes. So.
Yeah. I understand that. That's what you got to do. That's very good.
Yeah, actually it is. Well, I got to go where, you know, the freakiest person is, you know, because I'm such a freak. Like, guys, like, you're not ready to have me. Huh?
I want to see. I want to find out.
Oh, you want to find out? Oh, you sound so good right now. I haven't busted a nut in, like, a few days because I've been under the weather, so I haven't been feeling like myself. But you have me wanting to do some things to myself, and I'm at work right now. This is crazy. You ever do phone sex?
No, I never had that.
What?
Ha ha! I don't know what it's like. I might need it.
You've never had phone sex?
No, never.
Ooh, like have you ever talked to somebody on the phone and it made your dick hard?
Well, it's getting. I feel it coming up now.
Wow. Oh, that's what I like. Now, see, with phone sex, all you have to do is with your dick getting hard right there, we just talk nasty because I'm a nasty, freaky, smutty, slutty bitch. Like, I like to do it all, you know what I mean? I like to make your dick stand up at attention.
That's what I love, too. Uh-huh.
Really?
Love that, yeah. I just...
So, where are you at right now?
In the house.
You by yourself?
Yeah, I'm by myself, yeah.
Oh, are you sitting down on the couch?
Laying on the floor, looking at TV.
Oh, you laying on... Oh, perfect. What you got on right now?
Shorts, t-shirt, and that's it.
Oh, what? Are the shorts jean shorts? Are they like basketball shorts?
Jean shorts.
Do me a favor. Since I'm laying in the bed with nothing but a black t-shirt on, why don't you take those shorts off for me?
All right. I'll do that. Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness. Your bed off.
Ooh, yes. Yes, yes. That's what I like. So, you got your boxes on and you got them off, too.
Let me take them off.
Oh, yes, take them off. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And you make me happy already.
Oh, make me happy already?
Yes, you're making me happy already. Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Mm. Yes, yeah. That's good. This is going to be your first time. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Dang. So, where you at now? You in New York?
No, I just have a New York number.
Oh, okay. Kind of blowed me too. I said, well, dang. I said, nah. Oh, my goodness. And then I thought I had a number, and I...
Yeah, my work number, my number is forward to my work, so you're fine. Now, how hard is your dick?
Oh, my goodness. Not yet, but...
it's getting there?
Yeah.
Oh, so would it help if I told you how I was going to suck it when I see you?
Yes. It might. I'll tell you, this is my... I'm a beginner.
You who?
I'm a virgin.
You a virgin? Oh, okay. Just picture me laying on the floor with you right now, right? And I'm laying you back on the floor, and I'm spreading your legs apart. And I'm climbing up, and I'm taking your dick, and I'm stroking it gently right now, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yes. So now I'm kissing your chest, and now I'm sliding down to your belly button.
Oh.
And now I'm about to kiss the tip of your head like this. You like that?
Yes, I love that.
Yeah. So now your dick should be... Is your dick hard right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, isn't it?
Okay, now I need to hear that it's hard. So tap it against the phone for me. Yes, it's ready. So now, I need you to lay back down, and I need you to start stroking your dick for me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing that for me?
Yes.
Okay, so now, I'm about to play with myself, but I'm so freaky. Like, while you're stroking your dick, I need you to make a sound effect for me, okay?
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Okay. I need you to say burr. I need you to say burr 3 times for me while you're stroking your dick. Come on, Daddy. You can do it for me.
Burr. Burr.
Yes, that's it. Is it getting hard? Is it swollen? Yes. You got some lotion? Oh, you don't need it. I need you to just go ahead and keep stroking that deck. Just stroke it. See, every time you say bird, don't it make your dick get harder? It feels good, doesn't it? How close are you? Is that net right there? Because I'm sitting right here. Oh, it's right there. Oh, yes. This is going to be easy to make you pop. Yes. So now, yeah, that's right. Keep doing it, Daddy. Keep doing it. Now, when you get ready to bust that good, thick nut, I need you to say burn real loud, like you're fucking me and you're coming inside of me. But, you know, I want to come with you, but I need to hear that burr. Like, that is my shit. That's almost as good as you sucking my titties. Burr just, oh. Oh, my God. Yes.
So sad.
Oh, yes. I'm riding. My ass is bouncing. Like, oh, yeah. Damn. Come on. You're taking too long. I need you to come on and give it to me. Come on. Give it to me. Yes. Let me see if I can help it. Do you need to hear more kissing noises? Picture me sucking on the head of it, yes. And while I'm doing that, I'm still making my ass clap. It's just, oh man, my ass is all over the place. I need you to concentrate harder, yeah.
I told you if I had me one more pretty pictures, I'd be all right.
It's still not coming?
I feel it.
You feel it?
I ain't that one on 5 minutes, man.
You're all nighter? Oh, that's good. I like when you take all night.
No, you might be 5 or 6 down, so. Ooh.
It's okay, baby. Come on. Keep stroking that big dick for me. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, stroke it. Stroke it. Oh, beat the pussy up. Beat the pussy up. Burr. Burr.
Burr.
Don't down.
Burr.
Yes. Picture yourself slapping my ass. Slap it. Slap it. Yes. I'm like, you want to be so close. Let it go. Let it go. Yes. That reminds me of Keisha Cole, that song, Let It Go. Come on, let it go. Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Say it again, Daddy. Say it. Say it. Dick, huh?
Yeah. So you know what happened.
Yes. Okay. I need to clean myself up before my supervisor comes back in here. Look, it's like 2:45 now. I'm going to call you at 5 o'clock, okay?
All right.
Because I get off work at 5, so we can finish this. Oh, yes.
Okay.
That was
right,
a horrific nut. Oh, yes.
I don't know how you know. Dang. All right. I will talk to you.
Okay, I'm going to call you at 5.
All right.
Okay,
all
baby. Right. Bye.
All right, baby. Bye-bye.
You're a nasty old trick.
Oh, yes, you can stop it now. I can't help it. It wasn't my fault.
Mine hung up.
He probably had to go, but it's okay. I'm thinking, what time is it? Because remember Deshaun, the one his brother called last week on Friday, and he's addicted to the party line?
Bob just put it in the chat room. If burying you is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Okay.
Bob is stupid. He's been quiet the whole night. Now he come out with, if burying you is wrong, I don't want to be right. I like that, though. That was a good one, Bob. I do like that.
Oh, gosh. Do we do Deshaun now?
Sure. Hold on.
Oh, you still have his information?
I'm going to pull it up, Chocolate Mommy.
Oh, cool.
His cell phone from the text you sent me.
Oh, damn. That's what I'm talking about.
What?
Everybody in the chat room can hear me. Hi, guys. How are you doing? My birth T-shirt should be on sale whenever I get my motherfucking laptop back.
Yes, so I can log in under me and not under Chalk Mommy because I'm tired of being Chalk Mommy.
Oh, girl. I swear, I'm so stressed out. I really need to go find me about 3 dicks tonight. Or should I just find a dude to fuck me 3 times? Back to back. Nah, I'll pass.
But apparently, I don't have it in my phone anymore, so you're going to have to send it to me again.
Yeah, I'll just tell it to you. Shit. He ain't my friend.
Oh, that's what's up. Hold on. Go ahead.
415? 685
Hello?
Call Phil.
Okay, he didn't answer. I'm looking for a DJ so I can call him because I need to have a dick sucking contest and, no, a pussy contest, and we need him to be the DJ and spin in between the rounds.
Who?
A DJ.
Okay.
And I can't find him.
On the show, we could have pranked him.
Let's see. Damn, if these motherfuckers is on my Facebook, then 9 times out of 10, they have seen, they have heard my fucking prank calls, because I see a DJ Sean. He's from your area. DJ Danny T. Wops. DJ D, D, whatever, DJ Ice Diaz. He's always commenting on my link, so he's not going to fall for it. Let's see here. Damn it. Hold on. Because I never know what kind of mood I'm in and who I want to prank or what kind of prank
I
want to do.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
What's wrong?
You listening to you.
Ah, gosh. I swear, if I wasn't so nice with all these damn people.
Stop being nice. Be like me. Niceness never gets you anywhere.
I know. Let's see here. While I'm doing that, can you pay slow for me? Because I'm looking through my phone because I integrated it, so I got hella numbers to go through.
Somebody tell you to integrate numbers.
Oh, shit. Let me go to my Facebook. So, Jeline, he sent me something. Hold on. Facebook. This man.
Oh, yeah. And I say, yeah. Gotta go slow for a reason. Feel too good, I ain't gonna last. Starting off too fast. Yeah, I gotta go slow for a reason. Feel too good, I ain't gonna last. Starting off too fast. Give me a minute. Just to you and your loving. Give me a second. Gotta back off, but I'ma jump right back in. I'ma hit that spot, I promise. I'ma speed it up, I promise. But girl, we gotta slow it down for now. You know I ain't no liar. Shawty, you got that fire. Trying to make it happen, pussy just too good. On the phone, I did a lot of talking. I ain't know what I was about to get myself into. Well, let me tell you the truth. I gotta go slow for a reason. Feel too good, I ain't gonna lie. Starting off too fast, I gotta be honest. Too fast. Oh.
yeah. I get chills watching you get naked. Girl, I could feel every groove, and you kill me with those sounds. You go, you gon' rush me to the end, yeah. Faster, that's what she said. Disappoint you, so I switch it up, speed it up, give her that. I held her down, cause she tried going back. I know what I gotta do, so
I gotta go slow.
That was the end of the song.
Oh. Chocolate, mommy. Yes, I gotta go slow for a reason. Oh, I gotta go slow for a reason. Yes, I gotta go slow so I can squirt all this backed up nut on a big, thick, juicy cock. 201, could that be you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well,
we're gonna.
Let's see. You want to bring them on?
Yes. Yes.
There you go, 201. You're live on the air with Chocolate Mommy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, so fine.
Well, thank you for calling in to the radio show. Are you liking what you're hearing?
Suit.
Excuse me?
The suit.
I'm not understanding.
Black shirt, black pants.
What?
What?
What I'm wearing?
No, I said, are you liking what you're hearing on the radio show?
Oh, I love it.
Well, would you like to introduce yourself and tell us who you are?
Again, what did you say?
Would you like to introduce yourself and tell us who you are?
Yeah, my name is Sammy. I'm from Florida. What else do you want to know?
You're Spanish, because I can hear you. Are you Spanish?
Yes.
Ah, ay, papi, I can hear the accent.
Yeah.
So, are you Puerto Rican, Dominican, Cubano, Colombian?
None. My mother is just Hispanic.
Ah, how tall are you?
5'4".
5'4"? Okay, now, is it true what they say about Spanish men? Y'all eat pussy really good?
Yeah, how do you know it?
Oh, because there's nothing like having a Spanish tongue on my chocolate clit. Oh, wow. Mm. You're a good kisser, too, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Do you masturbate a lot?
Of course.
Really?
Yeah.
When was the last time you... I'm from North Carolina.
Carolina?
Yeah. When was the last time you masturbated?
Oh, last night.
And what were you thinking about when you were stroking your dick?
I can't explain it.
You can't explain it? Try.
of thinking about
you. I
like
to hear about men. Oh, you were thinking about me?
Yeah, I was looking at your picture.
Oh, really? Now, where is my picture at now?
Your profile, BBM.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. The one with my legs open?
Yeah.
Oh, sounds like your dick is hard now, is it?
Sure it is.
Sorta?
Yes, of course it is.
Yeah, so you like chocolate pussy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so, like, when you get ready to fuck, what do you like to do?
Everything.
Oh, my gosh. Do you lick ass, too?
Uh-huh.
What do you over there
do?
Me? Oh, I do
yeah,
it
what
all.
Like?
What? Oh, I like to do it all. I like to kiss. I like to suck on his... I like to suck dick. I like the fuck.
Oh, that's...
What are you over there doing?
What?
What are you doing?
Now?
Yeah.
Playing with my dick.
Oh, I make you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, so you wanna come?
Yeah.
Oh, when you come, do you know how to say bar in Spanish?
No.
Or can you say it in English?
Bar?
No, say bar.
What's that?
That's just the sound effect that makes my pussy jump. Her name is Chica. That turns Chica on.
Oh.
What? You want to turn Chica on, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so say burr, Poppy. Come on. You can do it.
Burr. Burr. Oh, my gosh. I can't.
Say it again. Say burr.
Burr. Burr.
Say burr. Burr. Burr.
Burr. Burr. Oh, my gosh. I can't.
Yes, let it out, Poppy. Yes, make my chocolate pussy happy. Let it out.
Oh, it's about to come.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Call my name. Say Chuck Mommy.
Chuck Mommy, baby.
And say burr again, Poppy. Oh, yes. Is it almost there? Oh, it sounds like you're close. Oh, come on, Sammy. I puppy. Come on, yes.
Oh, stop it. Oh, my gosh. Should I let it come?
You come?
Should I let it?
Yes. Please, and as you're letting it go, say burr for me. Say it loud. Say burr, Poppy. Say burr.
What are you doing now?
Oh, what do I do now? I wait for you to go clean up and then you call me back.
I'm not up to clean yet.
Huh?
You didn't come yet.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, well, keep going by all means.
Well, what are you doing now?
Oh, I'm just sitting here. Listening to you, relaxing.
Where are your hands at?
Oh, my hands are on the bed. I can't touch myself. I have
Why?
This because
I have a 10-day no-touching rule. I'm purifying myself. So I can't have any sexual, I can't have any sexual stress right now. I'm going through purification. I'm saving myself so at the end of my 10 days I can fuck and have a really good nut. But in the meanwhile, I love hearing people come and saying burr. That just makes me so turned on.
Really?
Yes. And you're not saying burr. So, like, I can come without touching myself, but I got to get you to say burr a lot for me for that to happen. I mean, my pussy is wet.
First touch your pussy.
No, you got to say burr loud for me.
Then you'll touch it?
Yeah.
Burr.
Say it louder. Burr. You said it too low.
Burr.
Roll your tongue when you say it, Poppy. Spanish men can roll their tongue. Roll it for me. Yes, burr. Yes, burr. Yes. Oh, yes. Let's come together. Come on. You ready?
What?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, come on, Poppy. I'm grinding. Oh, yes. I'm grinding my bed. Yes, now you got to keep saying burr so we can come together. Yeah, you got to keep saying burr, and then I'll keep patting my pussy one time. Now, come on, let it out. Oh, yes, pat that pussy for me one time. Yes, I'm patting my pussy one time. I got that baby mama pussy, yes. I gotta go slow for a reason. I gotta put my hands up in the air. I can't be balling on a budget. Yes. Oh, yes. Come on, Poppy. Yes. Oh, I'm about to come. I need you to come with me.
Touch your pussy.
Yes, I'm touching it. I told you, got that pussy one time. Yes,
do
I told
again.
You I had it. Oh, I pat it again. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Let it go. Let it go. If she doesn't treat you the way she should, let it go. Yes. Are you almost there? Hello?
He hung up.
Now I hung him up.
Hold up. Now you have a 718 caller on the line. Hold up. Here you go. 718, you're on the air. 718-577. You're on the air with Chuck Mommy. Oh, he's back. Hold on.
Hello? Oh, God. Sammy. Sammy. Hello? Okay. Princess May.
Yes, ma'am. You are awful.
Oh my gosh. Why 718 isn't saying anything?
718, he's not on there anymore.
Oh, like, oh gosh. You hear that? I gotta go slow for a reason. Pat that pussy one time. I got that baby mama pussy.
He's so dumb.
I even have Spanish poppy, Sam. Burr.
I know, I heard that too. I heard that too. I'm so just like, wow.
What is my chat room doing?
Only people in there are Bob and Fetty J, and Fetty J is trying to get my goodies in the chat room.
Oh, God. Oh, my goodness. I swear. I should
feel
be
like I have been lyrically violated by Fetty J tonight.
Really?
Yes.
Well, since you've been lyrically violated, I think you should play Love in the Air to consummate your violation.
Shut up. There you go.
To pleasure. Hey, girl, you got that fire, so roll it up. Let's put the love in the air. Yeah, we here. Shawty, it's been a while. Yeah, since I seen your face. And baby, you're so good. You got me singing like Drake. Come on, no, there's not no distance.
Roll like a Maybach. Engine louder than a motherfucking truck stop. You're fucking with a winner, baby. You're up stock. I got you cleaner than some Gucci's out the Gucci shop. I got you well kept satisfied. The type of loving that I give will make a woman cry. We pillow fight in the late night. I treat her like I'm proposing under candlelight. Giving you love and affection. I please you when you need good sexing. Break your back open, give your back shot. The way you're yelling, swear the neighbors better call the cops.
Fresh backwood, fell a perf, oh, baby, yeah.
Baby,
I love how to listen to love, got me switching. Never been this high, I swear. I know it's good with them red heads, Rihanna. And I'm an animal for your green iguana.
Damn, your titties big, he Honda. I street fight a nigga for your love, cause you my woman. You hot, let me tell you something. Fire Marshal Bill, damn, this shit so funny. We live and live in color. What's bread without the butter? What's bread without the butter? We live and live in color. What's bread without the butter?
Listen to love, got me switching.
Yeah, you got that twin, twin, twin. So can let's put the love in the air, in the air.
Love, the
air, in the
air.
Hey, you got that fire, so roll it up.
Oh, now, it's only fitting that we go ahead and say our shout-outs because I'm going to let you play your songs to take us out. First and foremost, I would like to thank the best co-hosts in the world, in the planet, all over the place, Princess Nay. I would like to thank all of my listeners for calling in and giving me 2 hours of their time. I would like to thank the sexy and talented Mike Bless for blessing us with his appearance and blessing us with his management, Troy to the Vent and Q, and good music. I would like to thank all the people that call in and help my chocolate fantasies go smooth without me having to call out all the time. That's real. Please know that these calls are not pre-recorded. They're not pre-scripted or anything. My whole show is a freestyle. So I guess my fans will be calling in and listening. Let me listen to them jack they dick, but they need to know they will be saying burr. And the burr t-shirts will be on sale next week or the week after, so beware. And make sure you get yours. It's $24.99. They come in different colors, different sizes, different styles. You pick your own. Friday we will have Drew from Blood Raw Entertainment live. And I'm going to give you guys a tiny chat real soon. I just got to wait till I get my laptop back. Princess Nay is going to play some music to take us out of here. Nay, do you have any shout-outs? Oh, and first and foremost, before anything, have to give honor to God, because without him, none of this would be possible, even though I know he might not approve of some of the stuff that I do, but he gave me the talent, so I can't let it go to waste. Prisoner? Hello? Is she there? Well, damn. Okay, let me see who this 551 is. 551, you're on the air.
What's going on?
It's Hi.
Campbell, aka Mr. Hood Legend 201.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. You sound beautiful.
Thank you. You sound good yourself. What the hell is 551 at?
Jersey City.
Oh, my goodness.
Who is he?
He's off of my BBM.
Yeah, ooh, Mr. Shit. You can YouTube me, baby.
Oh, we can YouTube you?
Yeah.
What you doing on YouTube?
Hottest unsigned rapper.
Oh, so you're the hottest unsigned rapper?
I'm the hottest unsigned rapper.
Oh, well,
just
I think you need
connect.
To be sliding. You need to slide some of that hotness to my email.
Oh, I got you. All you got to do is spit it to me. Just hand it to me on the BBM.
I sure will. Princess Nay, you have got to get BBM so I can get it popping for you.
I like my Droid.
It definitely go down.
There's an app that I can download on my Droid, though, that gives me access to BBM, I believe.
In order to have a BBM, you have to have a pen, and it comes straight from your BlackBerry.
Oh, bite me.
Yeah. BBM has some of the best niggas on there. They got some of the prettiest dicks, some of the flyest talk game, and I'm sure they got some fire-ass math skills. You know, coming from Jersey, they have, like, a thug fuck. Like, they're thug fuckers. Like, when they pull out the pussy, like, your pussy is, like, so satisfied. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and swollen. Like, you can't forget the swollen.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't finished. Like, when they pull the dick out, it's like your pussy lips is still, you see the dick coming out, and your pussy's still trying to grab onto it. And you just lay there, and all he can do is just go get you a warm compress and put it on the pussy. Like, that's the kind of fucking Jersey niggas do. They fuck better than you New York niggas, and, you know, I'm a big fan of New York dick. But Jersey, they just rough, rugged, raw, and dirty. Like, yo, they will just bend you over. Like, you open up the car door, they just bend your ass over and fuck the everlasting shit out of you, put you back in the car, and send you on your way. And when you get down the road, they're going to call you like, yeah, pussy hurt, huh? You want some water down, too?
Jersey go hard without the Viagra.
Yes, Jersey needs to make a trip to North Carolina, and then when they get to North Carolina, we need to go to Panama City. We need to go on an up top down south fucking tour.
Gotta be what's up, so I'm with it. I'm definitely with it.
Princess Nay, are you with it?
I'm gonna watch.
I think it would be good. You could be like, if you don't participate, you could referee me knocking him out the box.
Oh, that works. Do that.
That's a good dream you got, though. It sounds sexy.
Oh, you didn't know this is Chocolate City, the home of Talk Mommy, where my head game is a felony?
Oh, damn. Talk dirty.
You didn't know that?
Nah, I know that.
Yeah, my head game is a felony. That's what they be telling me. You better ask somebody. Yes, I be spitting bars.
Oh, man, it's my favorite show.
Yeah, Princess Nay Tongue is wicked. Caramel and chocolate. You know what I'm saying? Get to the chocolate, then you get to the caramel. So once I get to you, she comes in and she takes you. You know what I'm saying? We're like Milky Ways. You can be the nugget.
Oh, I hear that.
We're like Twix. You can be the cookie.
Say that.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, Nay, play your favorite song, Caramel. Like, ooh. I need some moisture on my pussy right now.
Yeah, and they play that favorite song so that thing could get wetter than the rain. Fuck that. Play that song.
Football games, I wouldn't mind being an actress, but I love to sing. I like going out, taking walks and stuff. I don't remember many girls, cause they talk too much. I enjoy quiet nights at home, the girl I'm next to you. Though I ain't a virgin, that don't mean I'm having sex with you.
Anywhere I go, I'm fine. And anything I want, I got it. I'm
could take a little trip to Mi Casa. Spend the night popping crisps in the hot tub. See, I ain't never seen no girl like you. Every sexy little thing you do. Five, five brown eyes with your thick thighs. Every time I see your smile, got me hypnotized.
Listen to me closely. EVE is how a thoroughbred's supposed to be. Hate the thirsty type, can't even get close to me. That's why I got my own stack, daddy, how it's supposed to be. I ain't about the game playing and gift chasing. All that front and daddy, please, we both big facing. All the things I want, I got. Forget me not, just from my stance. Why you staring at me, got you hot. Not too many, it is like a one of a kind. I mean, even the bitch is like a, she just a dime. Not impressed by your crisp popping. Cause if you what I like, end of the night, we gon' be lip locking. But only if I choose to. I don't fall in love easily. Give you the blues, boo. I had you sitting round, misty eye. Caramel, get them all the time. Hot, it's the city high.
On Blog Talk Radio, this is why people call us to ride the chocolate waves. Like, real talk, like, we don't talk it, we live it. I mean, like,
I'm definitely riding that wave.
Yeah, this is what we do every Tuesday and Friday night from 8 to 10, and Saturday afternoons from 2 to 4. We get it in. I'm so fucking official. We have a mixtape coming out. Like, this mixtape is going to be the mixtapes of all mixtapes. Hot music, prank calls, crazy ass fucking drops. This mixtape brings old school with the new school. We got Money B from Digital Underground, Lazy Bone, 40 Glock, Mel Matrix, No, fucking Mike Bless, SB, like, the list goes on. Dylon, like, damn, like, only a bitch like me can bring some shit like that together. And then I'm going to have a hot-ass mixtape release party. So, like, yeah. I might even strip and get butt-ass naked that night.
Susan, what's new about that?
Yeah, I definitely got to be at that one.
Oh, I'm trying to swing on a couple of poles, and I'm not talking about no stripper poles. I'm trying to swing on some dick. I'm going through a drought. Okay, like, before we end this is my public service announcement. I ain't fucked, and I need some dick. So, like, it's Tuesday, so I need somebody to be coming to North Carolina, preferably Greensboro, this weekend, and help me in my drought. I need some dick, and I need to record an instructional head video. I need a pretty dick so I can show women how to suck dick and swallow without tasting. If anybody can help me with that, please call me 646-504-5537. Don't be camera shy. Don't call me if you have a little dick. Don't call me if you have an ugly dick. And please do not call me if you come in 2 minutes or less. That's not a good look for you because I'm a clown your ass. So if you can fit those qualifications and you can spoil me and treat me like a lady and, you know, football season starts this weekend. After we fuck, we can go catch the game and eat some chicken wings and chill the fuck out. Hit me up by all means. Please do.
That's my public service announcement for the night. Nate, do you have anything else you would like to say before we go?
No, not at all. Princess Nate just needs to be pampered. That's about it right now.
So, how about I come pamper you with Chica? How about I do that?
No, thanks. I decline. Ew.
Y'all are too terrible.
Wow. The first letdown for Chica. Chica is not happy about that. Like, for real.
Like that. And, no thanks.
Yeah, and like, anybody that's listening, when y'all call in and y'all want to jack y'all dick, every time y'all call in, I'm going to make y'all motherfuckers say bird, and I'm going to put that shit on YouTube. I'm just telling you right out the gate. Like, so, with Spanish dude, YouTube is going to hear you saying, bye.
That's so sad.
Yes, and they know they're on the radio, but they still want to play with Chalk and jack their dick on the air and don't care who hears. It works for me. Keeps me from having a prank call, motherfuckers. But Friday we're going to prank call Rick. He works for the federal government, and he does a resume writing service.
Oh,
my resume
is... I'm going to be on that one. You're not going to have me prank calling the government. No.
Yeah, we're not going to be like Soulja Boy with his retarded ass that said fuck the FBI and fuck the army troops. No, we're not going to be like that. We're not even going to talk about the government job. I'm calling him to write me a sexual resume because I'm trying to get into the adult industry. So my resume is going to be my sexual experiences from the first time I had sex and my pussy got busted open. I'm going to give him all the information, see if he can write me a fly-ass resume for Pinky and Cherokee because I'm trying to be down with their production company. And that's going to be my prank call for Friday. I think that will go perfect. Then I ask him, does he need to see footage so he can get a visual to make my resume stand out? I know I need help. Yeah, I need help. So, Mr. Jersey City, we do prank calls. We do sexual prank calls. So at any given time, if you have somebody you want me to sexually prank call, BBM me the information, give me a little bit of background on them, and they will be pranked, and then that shit will be on YouTube.
I got you.
Well, this is Chalk Mommy. I've come to the end of the chocolate wave. I'm about to hop off and go downstairs and fix me something to eat. And since I can't get no dick tonight, I guess I'll make me a Marie Callender's apple pie and lay in the middle of the bed and look at Lifetime and Google some porn on my Eva or just go to my site and watch me get fucked from the back on my site and reminisce about what it felt like to get fucked like that. And then I'll probably call Nay and ask her, can I listen to her do some things with her sex toys? Good night, Princess Nay, and good night, Mr. Jersey City. This is Chalk Mommy, and thank you for riding the chocolate wave. Next time, maybe you guys can ride me. Good night.
Good night.